is Jody and Cindy and Patty, and we're here to talk about kids and worship.
Woohoo!
Yay! I invited you ladies here because you guys are the stars of Sing and Play and leading our worship and making kids have a great time. Making kids. Forcing kids to have a great
time.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Well, first of all, I guess the big question is, what is worship? When we talk about worship in VBS, what do you think is worship? Or maybe it's just singing. Or do we just start the day with singing because it's convenient?
Well, I think worship is singing, and it draws people in. So as you're entering worship, you want to go there because it sounds so awesome. But I think the main thing about worship is helping kids of all ages build their relationship with Jesus.
In a new way. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think it's a connection point. Kids come in and they open their hearts, and it's really preparing them for the day and to learn about God and experience God. And it really sets the stage and allows us to give and receive.
I think you used the word inviting. It's a cool way to create an inviting atmosphere where kids can come in and feel welcomed and not like I have to instantly perform or do something or answer a question or anything. I can just come in and be a part of this cool energy that's happening.
Right when they open the door and they hear the music, and it draws them in, and they see other people coming in with them, and it's, we're all in this together. Let's go worship.
And there's a lot of energy to it, too. I think we probably turn up our music louder than anybody I know.
I know. It's crank it up.
Turn up louder.
And so, I think the kids want to get going, you know, so they jump right in, and it's contagious. It's like a huge wave that kind of goes, spreads through the room, and then you see these just eyes light up and smiles and leaders and laughter and sometimes tears. And it's a big emotional experience, and God is so there.
Right. You can feel it.
And I think that's where when you see where it's not happening, there's that lack of presence. There's that lack of energy, and it feels like, they're so focused on the other stuff or getting the logistics right that it's just not happening. And you can really feel it. It's that lack of energy.
Low energy, just sitting, not joining in.
Well, I think great worship starts with great worship music, and I think that's something that our team has a blast doing, is finding great worship music. So I wanted to kind of pick your brains. What do you think makes for great worship music for kids? And Patty, you've worked a lot with on the Whirl and Worship project, which was little kids. So your perspective on that might be a little bit different. But in general, what do you think makes great worship music for kids?
You want to go first?
Sure. I think they have to be able to sing it and feel it and want to move to it. And the words have to be easy and memorable and somewhat repetitive. But it's the kind of music that you want to sing wherever you are, not just in church, but in your car, at home, and the kind of music you want to share with your friends.
Right.
That's cool.
Like you said, just few words, and then so that's very easy to catch on to, and then you can just sing it over and over. And, a lot of people will keep our music and then, play it in their cars, play it at home, keep it year after year, have a collection.
Yeah, I agree. I think something else that makes great music is just it feels contemporary. It feels like, I could turn on the radio and I'd hear something that sounds kind of like this.
Right.
The words might be totally different and worshipful and honoring to God, but this sounds like something that's in my world.
That's so true. And the big part of that is kids hear all this secular music, and they love that, but how cool is it when we can take those same beats and rhythms and sounds and then teach kids about God through that music. And variety is key, because not all worship music has to be upbeat where kids are rocking out. It can be contemplative and soft and thought-provoking, and they dig that too.
So we
need to make sure that we provide a variety of tempos and styles.
Right. I think that this is probably maybe a pet peeve, but music that makes sense. Because I remember growing up singing the song, "I've Got a River of Life Flowing Out of Me." And to this day, I can't tell you what that song means.
What does it mean?
There are songs that we sing that they're a part of our either faith tradition or, and I'm not saying that old songs are bad, because, we've used a lot of older songs, but taking the time to explore them and what does that mean and making them have meaning. But so if anybody wants to explain what "I've Got a River of Life Flowing Out of Me," "Spring Up a Well," "Splish Splash" means, we can have that conversation.
There you go.
Because I still don't know.
I don't either.
But what were some of the songs you guys liked when you were kids?
Well,
in church?
I liked actually, the first song I remember loving, I think it had to do because there were trumpets. And I remember being drawn in, there were trumpets. And,
And now she can't remember the song.
No, actually, I'm getting choked up.
Oh.
It was Christ the Lord is risen today.
That's good for Easter.
It is. Woohoo. Easter.
Yay. How about you?
I'm remembering. Okay. Maya and Elsie, we used to go to church every Sunday together, and I would get so excited when we would sing Let There Be Peace on Earth, and I'd get all into it because I knew a lot.
I know. Hippie, you.
And I'd walk out of the church singing it, and she looked down and she goes, "You sing that in church only." And I thought,
oh, no.
And now I'm so passionate about making sure the kids feel free to share their worship music outside the church and with their friends. But I just go back to my room, like, and I'd be rocking out and because I'm so bodily kinesthetic, and I thought, oh, this is such a great song, and I'd walk out, and then I would try to share it in the car. Yeah, let's listen to that. No, that's a church song.
Oh no.
So it's really important that we, as leaders, can empower kids to sing and praise God wherever they are.
Right, exactly.
And to understand what they're singing.
Yeah.
Back to that, because I think that's where the power in that, you know, when you get choked up about a song, is that meaning sinks in.
Right.
And you suddenly get it. No matter whether it's a high-energy song or if it's a more reflective song, it hits you at a different point in life.
Right.
So that's very, very cool.
And I like how you can use traditional hymns, but you can also combine it with a contemporary one, you know. And then if you use a traditional hymn and you have to keep in a certain word, then you explain it briefly.
Yeah.
And then
don't just assume
everybody knows.
Okay, so great tips for leading music. What would you say? Because I know people watch you guys lead music at our field tests and say, I wish my music leader could do it like that. But you guys do it, it's like breathing. So what are, really fast, what are some things you do?
Insider tip?
Yeah.
We practice. We really do.
It's true.
We practice. We learn the songs. We master the motions. We place all the music on our iPods. It's in my car. It's on my computer so that I am listening to it and really ingesting it and understanding it and practicing the motions, because I really want to engage the kids and the leaders who are there. And if I don't know the music and the motions, I can't do that. So it's part of my spiritual practice as a worship leader is to really understand the lyrics and know it before I walk in. So it's really to be prepared.
Yeah, and that keeps your eyes out and looking around at everybody and not down at paper and books. And right.
What else?
I like doing the explaining things very quickly, though. If there's one word, do it quickly and then move on, because kids just want to sing.
Do you remember the story of the little boy when you were explaining the motions? Tell that story. That's such a good story.
Oh, that was so funny. I forgot that very tip once, and I was explaining this song, and there was this little boy who said, "Let's just sing."
And they don't. And it drives me crazy. You talk about, we'll talk about things that make us cringe, but when somebody goes through every single word of and repeat it after me, I agree. Let's just sing. What other great tips do you guys do?
Well, a lot of times I won't even say the words and the motions. I'll just say, "Let's just sing the song." And then right before they have to do it, I'll just say, "Raise a hand, another hand. Sing Jesus Loves You."
And it's like being an aerobics instructor. Watching you guys, it's like being in an aerobics class because raise your hands up and you're watching them. One thing about people don't even know is that our field test, we don't have the song lyrics anywhere. Nobody has song lyric sheets. We don't have the DVD finished, so there are no lyrics up there. And for leaders, crew leaders, for a day, it drives them crazy. And then they just forget because they're focused on, they watch you guys, and it just happens.
Yeah, and we just tell them, "Trust us. You don't need it. Just trust us." And then later they say, "Oh, you're right. We didn't need the lyrics."
Because kids can't read that fast anyway, and people can get so hung up on, "I got to have the transparency up there," or whatever it is. So what else makes for, what do you guys do that makes song leading so good?
I think we allow ourselves to make mistakes.
And
because when the kids see that, they understand that this is about worshiping God. It's not about performing or being perfect and getting it right. It's just really just connecting with God in community and through music. And so when they see you laugh and they see you kind of mess up, they're like, "Oh, it's okay." Yeah. And it creates a sense of friendship. And I've really kind of messed up quite often.
Oh. They've been very graceful.
me too. Yeah, I can remember saying things like, "Uh-oh, I knew that." Or, "Oh, I meant to do that." Or, Or, oh, I explained that really well, didn't I?
Or I'll say, go this way. I mean, oh, no, the other this way.
And then, oh, go wherever you want.
Freestyle.
Oh, there it
when
is.
All else fails.
Freestyle is another tip, is that allow kids some time in the songs to move naturally,
right,
in a way that comes to them that they like to do.
Right. And another thing that's fun in songs, too, is just to have kids, like, pat a back next to you, or shake a hand next to you, or
connect with people.
Yeah,
nearby.
Connect. Right.
Yeah. One thing that I want to make sure we touch on is that I know we don't have a worship band or any live music or anything when we do our field test. We just have, and again, we crank that music up really, really loud. And so the focus is not on, I need to hear you sing. It's just this huge experience for kids instead of a performance or, oh gosh, I got to get all the words right. I got to sing it just right. And I would encourage people to crank up the music and just let that kind of, you're just singing along. It's like singing along with the radio. Mm-hmm. You can do what you want, be who you want to be, and you just sing and worship God your own way.
Mm-hmm. So. I love having it recorded. Yeah, when I hear of some people just wanting to use their own band and then do it that way, I think, oh, you're going to miss out on so much because it's such a good blend of everything and energy.
Cindy, you do another really cool thing that adds a lot of energy with bringing kids up on stage.
Oh, yeah. I like being surrounded by kids. Come on down. And then, not everybody has to do it. Just whoever wants to, come on down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember, not everybody's comfortable with that, though, because I remember one field test said to me, you know what, you got to keep those kids away from you. You should put up like that tape. What's that called? That
caution tape.
And then the kids will know, don't cross this line.
Oh, that's so bad.
And it's like, no, I want them up here.
Let them come to you.
The last field test, the kids just love the music and so do the leaders. And boys are a little harder to really engage. They approach fifth grade, they're like, I'm cool, I'll be in the back. And there were four boys. Every time, okay, pick me, I'm in. And they would get there early because they wanted to lead the worship. And so, of course, we invite anybody who wants to come. And that's the best part. We don't call on people, hey, you, come on down. No. And so when you do that, they're using their gifts and they feel comfortable. But the cutest thing is when you have these fifth grade boys and then these little preschoolers standing next to each other worshiping God and they're turning and doing the motions. And you just look over at them and it's so amazing because they're not concerned about doing the motions. They're singing their hearts out. Yeah. And they may not be saying the right words, but they're so present.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we want.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have so much energy, too. And at that field test, I remember this one boy sitting in back, and he was sitting on his hands. He did not want to go up. But then, gradually, I saw him kind of going around to the actions, and then pretty soon he was down front.
Well, and it's because you make it a choice. It's not like you're going to get up here, and you have to. He at least has a choice that he can decide, okay, when I'm ready, I could do that, or I could not. I'm not the upfront person, so I feel that. I wouldn't be the one that would go up front.
I think choice is really important when it comes to worship, because I've seen some situations where kids who aren't bodily kinesthetic, they don't like to move a lot, they don't feel coordinated, but they're very reflective, and they may be standing and worshiping. They just don't want to do the motions, are forced to.
Yeah.
And it's such a negative experience, and my heart hurts when I see that. And so as either worship leaders or Sunday school teachers, we have to recognize each individual child and the way that that child worships God and responds in worship and kind of embrace that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that they're valued in the experience.
It's not a forced thing. It's not something that you make. Mm-hmm. Okay, so quickly as we wrap up, your very favorite VBS song to lead. Oh, that's so hard.
I love all of them.
Okay, that's cheating.
Uh-oh.
I tell my kids when they say, I don't know one of your very favorite ones. I'll go first so you guys have a chance to think, because I liked Serengeti Trek theme song. He's the King.
He's the king.
And
I like it. Huh. I know. Yeah. It's like, and
well,
they, at the beginning to the beat, they're jumping.
Yeah. That was very cool. So that's one of my favorites.
Let's see. I remember older ones, since I am older.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. I remember that one, Vacation Bible Trip. I like the one, God's not dead.
No.
Hey, he is alive.
See, we got aerobics going on here. Okay. Patty.
Oh, God.
This is so hard.
It really is. They're great.
I think this year I really liked Thankful.
That's good. That was fun. Yeah. It was fun to hear kids say, I want to be thankful.
Oh, yeah. And you, that was fun watching you lead that one, too. You got them into it so much.
Very, very cool. There are a lot of good ones to choose from, and that's what we have fun doing is picking all that great music.
It is fun.
That's great. Well, thank you guys for talking about songs with me. And
you're awesome.
I just want everyone to be a great worship leader.
You're awesome.
Yeah. Go God.
We